fall apart without a fight. My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is not Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, and myself, Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com, is sitting down with my friend from the VRO.com, my fellow host, my fellow Gotham lover, Amy McCracken. What's up?
Hello, Internet. I am so excited. Gotham is back, and they did not let us down.
Jesus. Didn't it feel like freaking forever?
It did. But it was a good thing for me because I wouldn't have been able to make those shows because I was gone doing convention stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I'm happy I'm back and Gotham's back. And oh my God, I am in love with the serial killer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's just talk about the show real quick. First of all, it felt like it was forever. The episode was called, I have it written down, Beasts of Prey on Fox. Monday nights. If you haven't even started watching Gotham, you really should start watching it. And I definitely got some shout-outs going out to Gotham Addicts. Shout-outs to our peeps over there. Also to Gotham TV Podcast, our friends out there in Ireland. Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. And of course, I've got to send a shout-out to at NNPerez1. She says she loves Gotham as well on the Twitter. And also to Vicky Engman. I hope I said that right. But she's on Twitter at VD Engman, E-N-G-M-A-N. If I mess that up, I apologize. And of course, we got a bunch of retweets and favorites. But it wasn't about our podcast. It was just because I was glad it's back. So they were happy that it was back as well. So if you did that, retweeted, favorite, thank you very much. So let's get into the show. I do have clips, Amy. I haven't told you what they were. Do you want to start with my clips? Or do you want to just – I got my notes like broken down by characters.
I want to know what your clips are. I mean, if they go with our broken down as characters, let's just do it.
Okay, let's do it. Here's the first one. This one probably was my favorite scene in last night's episode. And here it is.
You. You're a sick man, Mr. Payne. You need help.
You patronize me. I may have vices, yeah, but I'm a professional. You want me to tell Bunderslaw that you're onto him? Because he'll come after you. And there's nothing that you can do to stop him. You're just silly little children. I'm going to tell on you.
It's a high window, Reggie.
No, you won't.
Poor Reggie. Dude, I thought that was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm really happy that Selena did it so Bruce didn't have to.
I really thought Bruce was going to do it.
Did you really?
I really thought he was. I thought, he's going to do
it. I mean, it's not a killer, though.
He was going to do it for Alfred. He was going to do it for Alfred. I really thought he was going to do it for Alfred, but then when he couldn't, I was like, okay. And then, of course, little mini cat woman was like, I have no problem doing this. And I liked Reggie, too. And I think Reggie felt bad that he had to stab Alfred as well.
He felt bad, but he's a drug addict.
Yeah.
So, he's going to do what he can for his next fix.
Yeah, but that was probably my favorite. I thought it was hilarious. I giggled. I actually – that's the first time I ever watched a series and then all of a sudden I just – a grin, slow grin. It was just perfect. Perfect to die. Now, do you think Alfred – how do you think Alfred's going to take it? Do you think Bruce is going to tell Alfred he's dead or do you think –
He's not going to take him – no, he's not going to take it well because, Alfred is the grown-up and Selena and Bruce are the children and they shouldn't have had to do that. He's not going to take it well.
So you think he's not going to feel bad that he's dead. He's going to feel bad that he put Bruce in this situation and he did what he did.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I think he might be a little upset. Or, is there a possibility that Bruce might not even tell him the truth and say that Reggie's gone? You know, it's not like Alfred can pack up a bag and leave and go after him. He's not going to leave Bruce by himself. So I'm wondering. I think Bruce might say, I tried finding him and he's already gone. I'd be surprised. I don't know. We're going to see.
But it's going to be in the news. They're not going to move the body or anything.
Well, that is true. You know what? You're right there. So maybe Alfred will see it in the news and then he'll look at Bruce and be like, Master Bruce. And he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. You know, he's probably a drug addict. Got probably pushed out the window. You know, is Alfred give enough credit to Selena and freaking Bruce to do this?
Oh, wow.
But it was just awesome. Okay, you ready for the second one?
I'm ready for the second one.
The second here is probably going to get your rocks off? Or something?
Sure.
Yeah, here it is.
Lee, call me as soon as you can. It's very important.
Mm. I can already hear it. You're touching yourself, aren't you?
You! You son of a bitch.
Excuse me.
You set me up.
Detective, I don't know what you think.
Don't talk.
Listen.
Hey, back off! Don't you... I tried to work with you. But now you crossed the line. You come after the one I love. From here on, we're playing my way. No more games, no more deals. I'm gonna find the ogre, and I'm gonna put him behind bars. And when I've done that, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you, Commissioner. You're done.
And it ends right there. Oh my.
Gordon.
We're talking about the scene, not talking about Gordon. We're talking about the scene.
No, we're talking about Gordon now. I don't know. What do you think about that? What do you think that the commissioner, you know, he did this whole thing just because Gordon kind of was blackmailing him. But now he's got, like, other cops basically getting Gordon and Bullock, you know, cases that could actually get them really hurt.
Well, you know, the thing about this, and we'll jump into the serial killer because I know you want to talk about him. You know what? First of all, after Gordon walks off, did you see the commissioner's face? In the beginning, he was a little worried, but then he kind of looked at him like, bitch, really? In front of all these people? So I'm going
to
be...
Oh, no, he looks so worried to me.
I don't know. He looked really pissed off when after the fact. But the thing about it is, though, if you really look at it, you know, I'm a big fan, Jim Gordon. I am. And I'm not a big fan of the commissioner because I think he's just garbage. But Bullock and Jim did go after the commissioner's daughter. After somebody he loved and blackmailed.
But they had no idea that she was there.
Yeah, but, you know, it was just, I don't know. I think it was payback. I think it was karma. I think tit for tat, eye for an eye. I'm not mad.
She's a loony anyway.
I'm not mad at what the commissioner did. I thought it was brilliant to – and because he read and knew, and I think that's what pissed off Jim even more, is that he knew that by telling that story and wanting to change Gotham that he wouldn't be able to resist not helping and taking this case.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he's more pissed off for me. I don't know. So what did you think about the ogre, a.k.a. Don Juan Killer? I mean, it's your boy. I call him Milo. Rocky's son. Huh?
It's Milo.
Milo.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm excited to see him. I just thought he was going to be a good guy, though.
What? No!
I did. I was hoping he'd be a good guy.
I tweeted him. Well, actually, I tweeted out Gotham and said it was great seeing Rocky's son at it. And then, you know, of course, the following, you got Michael Ealy. So you got movie stars coming into TV shows who are knocking it out of the ballpark, my opinion.
Yeah, they really are.
So what did you think about the whole killer thing? I mean, you know.
Full of 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey had gone wrong.
True.
I mean, he wasn't. But you know, he is just trying to find true love.
He is. He wants the, you know, the Leave It to Beaver sitcom where, you know, the mother or the wife has dinner on the table by 6. Everything's perfect. Dishes are washed. Your shoes are shined in the morning. Uh-huh. That's what he wants.
Uh-huh.
I could live with him.
You know what? You could, couldn't you? Because you whatever. Because we've always talked about this, that you have a thing for serial killers, and especially good-looking serial killers.
I blame The Following for that.
Yeah. So this guy here, you could you definitely would sleep with him, wouldn't you?
Well, we wouldn't take it that far.
Mm-hmm.
But So what do you think? Do you think they're going to catch him?
They're going to have to. Come on, it's Jim Gordon. Milo's going down.
You think?
Yeah. He's going down.
I don't know. I don't think they would have, you know, made it a big old hype for him to be that easy.
Well, you know, hey, you know, one thing that I do like about this is that once this episode ended, did you see the trailer for next week?
No. You know, I don't see the trailers.
So, all this crap's going on. Penguin, Bruce, blah, 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 blah. And then it shows Milo, okay? A.K.A. the brokenhearted killer, A.K.A. Don Juan, whatever you want to call him, the ogre, okay? Guess who?
His name is Jason in Gotham.
Oh, his name's Jason in Gotham?
Yeah.
Okay. Still. So he goes into that. There's a girl that walks into his apartment, his really nice, chic, 50 Shades of Grey place. Guess who it is?
It's the doctor.
It's Barbara. It's Barbara.
Oh, no.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, no. It's good.
No, it's not good.
Milo's going to kill her, a.k.a. Jason, a.k.a. the Don Juan killer, a.k.a. freaking the ogre.
The ogre.
Oh, it was so awesome. Because, you know, I'm not a fan of Barbara right now.
I know you're not a fan of Barbara, but she don't need to go out like that.
Oh, yeah, she does. She, you know what? And honestly, Barbara probably likes
no,
it.
No, you know what's going to happen? Jim's going to save her, and they're going to fall back in love.
No. She already saw him making out with freaking Lee already. So right now, Barbara's going around sleeping with many guys and partying like a rock star. And
you know, Barbara actually might be the one to be able to make Jason, you know, have the love that he wants.
I guarantee you. I bet you she gets off on it. I bet you she likes it.
I bet she does too.
I bet she does. So I don't know what's going to happen. Barbara's going to put – and I really think – I mean, let's back up a little bit. I think – now is – the question is, did Barbara volunteer or – I mean, they do show I believe they show Milo talking to – well, okay, Jason talking to Jim Gordon. And maybe he's going – and now that he's going after the case, he's going to go after his love. And, of course, he knows he had a thing for Barbara.
Yeah.
So maybe he's doing something totally different. Maybe he's not trying to hit on her. Maybe he's trying to invite her over or whatever it is.
And the good doctor's not his type?
Well, maybe he's going to go after the first one he loved.
The one he still loves.
He does not still love Barbara. He cares for her. He loves her, but he's not in love with her.
No, he's not.
Barbara's gone. Gone. And she could be dead. So yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, I thought the whole flashback, seeing Jason going when they were trying to relive on the steps of the girl that he killed. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. I liked going back. The little flashbacks was cool.
Yeah, I like that too.
But you know, I don't know. I think that it seems like the ogre is happy when he meets a girl and he treats her like a princess, but then wants her to be a specific way. And if they can't produce, and you notice he opened up his suitcase, you saw like a row of chicks.
Yeah.
So he's been doing this for a minute.
Yeah, he's still trying to find that love.
Yeah.
But for those that like to know,
mm-hmm.
he'll be in 3 episodes according to IMDb.
Hey, how about this? Why the hell did you just ruin it for everybody?
I said those for like to know. Hello, that's what the credits do. I mean, not the credits, but the what you just did telling me Barbara's going to show up.
Hold on a second.
I don't watch the preview.
Hold on a second. Let me tell you something here real quick. Me telling you what I saw in the commercial of Barbara going into Jason's 50 Shades of Grey place is totally different than you going on IMDb and saying, oh, guess what? Milo Ventimiglia, a.k.a. Rocky's son. I can't say his last name. Is only going to be in 3 episodes. Why would you do that?
It's going to be 5 episodes.
No, you just ruined it.
No, it's going to be 6 episodes.
Oh, God.
He's actually going to take Gordon's place.
Right now, all the fans, including myself, want to kill you.
Good. Hopefully Barbara will live.
Just did that on spite, didn't you?
Maybe.
You just took out your anger towards me and sacrificed all the listeners.
Because yeah. That's exactly what I did.
Moving on.
Okay.
Jesus Christ,
the penguin.
Okay, let's talk about the penguin.
I'm like, his storyline right now, especially in this episode, I was like, is it over?
Whoa. It was good. Do you not remember seeing the penguin walking down the sidewalk and Bruce knocking on the door and it kind of sent chills down the penguin's back? It's Batman. He He could feel that Batman's coming.
Really?
That was, yes! I know all the fans that watch agree with me. That was awesome to see them two cross paths like that and be like, ooh, I'm telling you. That's what it felt like. But no, I like the Penguin story. The whole, one, it was good to see the Penguin. Two, his master plan. He's got a master plan to kill Don Maroney. I don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty cool because it looks like that's Don's place.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see. I was trying to figure out how that's going to play off. Is he going to come there for dinner? Is it going to be a drive-by? Is it going to be food poisoning? Is it gonna, who knows? But I liked it. I didn't find that boring at all.
I guess I just needed more Penguin.
Well, I could see where, you know, your attention span is not as good as mine, considering you just ruined
exactly.
The ogres.
Let's move on from that.
Let's talk about Fish Mooney and the doll maker.
I was actually, this episode, I was more interested in her thing than I was anybody else's, which surprised me.
I thought Jada Pinkett Smith did great in this episode.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fan of Fish Mooney, but I think this is probably, my opinion, probably her best episode since episode one.
Yeah.
That's me. You know,
so what do you think about her taking, you know, the strongest people and actually sacrificing them
to get
the weakest people out?
I thought that was brilliant on the Gotham writers because I'm watching it going, man, you know, that would be so Fish's MO to surround herself with strong people and everything else. But then when I was watching it and then I was like, when the gate didn't open, I was like, oh, she got these fools, you know, and was actually, you know, taking the less, you know, hurt and especially the guy that helped her. And it was a total trap for those musclehead meatheads. I thought that was brilliant on Fish's part, and I did not see that comment, and I thought that was great. I loved that part. It was awesome. But now she's shot.
Yeah.
Right in the stomach, though. So it looks like she's going to be in pain. Doesn't look like it's going to be I think she's going to get back. Now the question is, do you think she's going to get back to Gotham, or is she going to land somewhere else? Is it going to be an emergency landing somewhere?
She's probably going to land somewhere else.
You don't think she's going straight to Gotham?
No. I mean, we all know what her faith is.
No, we don't. So let's not ruin it. Yes, we do,
because it's been all over Twitter, and everybody has seen it.
No,
everybody,
I haven't.
Everybody that you mentioned earlier for your shout-out has all posted it, because those are the only people I follow.
Well, that's fine if they posted it, but some of the people that are listening to this podcast—
I'm not going to say what happened.
Oh, you might as well. You already ruined it for Milo Villagrana, a.k.a. Rocky's son.
I can't even keep a straight face when you say
Milo knows what I'm trying. I just can't do it because I'm not Italian.
I love it.
I can't do it. I should just call him Milo V. There you go.
I love it. Do it again.
You shut up. Whatever. I don't know her fate.
I don't know. I hope she lives. I hope Fish lives.
Whatever. You know what's going on because you've already read it.
I have no idea what's going to happen in the storyline, but we all do know what next season Yes, we do. We all do know.
I do not know. Because I don't read those things. If I see something that says the fate of Jada
Pinkett herself,
I don't read her Twitter because I know that she might say something.
But I hope she lives.
Whatever.
I don't want Fish to die. You know, at the beginning I was like, oh, I want Fish to die. I don't like her.
Yeah, you didn't like her. You never liked her.
Kill her.
Yeah.
But I don't want her to die now.
Okay. Blah 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 blah. All right. We did get a little scene with the Riddler, a.k.a. Ed. Ed.
Yeah.
We get a little taste of him, which was cool. At least nobody was picking on him.
I know. I like that.
That was good. And the trailer for I don't think it's going to be next week, but it keeps showing it somewhere. I don't know if the Riddler turns into the Riddler or he just has a crazy moment or if it's just him giggling about something. I don't know. I haven't read anything. I don't want to look. You know, I think I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you think we'll ever get Ed in this season where he'll cross over the Riddler? Or do you think that's going to be farther down the line?
It's going to be further down. Maybe next season.
Think season two?
Yeah. I mean, he's very close to cracking.
He is. But you know what? It was good that nobody picked on him. So that kind of took him off the ledge a little bit. And he kind of helped out and was helping out the team and everything.
I mean, he did great.
Oh, yeah. If it wouldn't have been for him,
they would have no idea.
No idea.
No idea about Jason.
So kudos to Ed, a.k.a. the Riddler. And then I think the last thing that minor happened, of course, before everything happened, we had Bruce and Jim talking, and then Alfred. Alfred seems that he's I sent out a tweet during the show. I was like, I love Alfred's I think determination or pride, or I don't know what I tweeted out, but I said he just needs to chill out and relax and rest. He's not ready to start fighting people yet. He's like bleeding through his clothes and everything.
Yeah.
So Alfred was on the bed on the couch when Bruce left. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen, you know, next week when they're like, Reggie, dead.
Catwoman did it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, is Bruce going to take it? You think it comes up, do you think Bruce is going to say he did it, or do you think he's going to keep little mini Catwoman safe and say she had nothing to do with it?
Oh, they're gonna change the story. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, I did it.
I don't think they're even going to admit it. I think they're just going to say something. So, you know, he was at a place where you do heroin, must have slipped from his window, must have gotten a fight with another crackhead, and got pushed out.
Yeah.
But I think Alfred's going to know that Reggie's a badass, and he would not have lost to a fight. Unless he was messed up. I don't know. Who knows? Let's just see what happens next week. All we do know is that Milo V, a.k.a. Rocky's son, is only in 3 episodes thanks to Amy McCracken.
Well, there's only 3 episodes left of this season.
What?
There's only 3 episodes left of this season.
I know that.
So, of course, he's in 3 episodes.
Don't even try. We do have 3 episodes to the finale. But you're trying to backtrack us because you just ruined it for all of us. And of course, those drops, I got them from Fox.com. If you want to watch, start watching Gotham. Make sure you go check out Fox.com. And I think that's it for me.
That's it for me.
Okay, so scale of 1 to 10, this episode.
9.
I give it a 10. It was.
I only give it a 9 because Gordon wasn't in a wife beater at all.
Okay, first of all, they're not called wife beaters. Okay.
That's what they
use. Maybe that's what they call him where you come from.
That's what he called him when he was wearing them on the OC.
Do not bring up the OC when you talk about Gotham, please. You know, it's time to go now. Amy, please let everybody know where they can stalk you and yell at you for ruining Gotham, please.
Yes. It's thevro.com. That is the place where you can find all of our hosts and all of our social media.
Nice. A good way to see he's trying to cover your tracks, but people aren't dumb. You also,
hey, mine's on there. If you want to know, if you want to find it, go over to thevro.com.
All right. And people, don't forget. Well, you know what? Go to thevro.com because I was going to give everything else. Also, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a show. Like Amy said, there's a ton. We have tons of other different hosts that talk other different shows. So you might want to check that out. And the RSS feed is there as well. And for me, you can check me out on iwatchmike.com. That's my personal blog, iwatchmike.com. Also, iwatchmike on Facebook and iwatchmike on YouTube. And then Twitter, Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. And that is pretty much it. So everybody else, thanks for tuning in. Monday night, we get a new episode of Gotham, which is going to look awesome. And according to Amy, the ogre's going to die. Thanks a lot, Amy.
He's not going to die. He told you he's taking Gordon's place.
And we'll be back next Tuesday to talk more Gotham. So shout out to everybody that's sharing the show. And once again, I apologize for Amy's. She's back and she's been gone for a little minute. A little foggy in the head. She was at a... Once upon a time, what is it called? One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill
can kind of make it go a little bonkers, and that's why I apologize, everybody. But I promise that Amy will be back.
Can I say, I am so excited about the One Tree Hill convention because we made the news. Like, we were all over the news.
I'm glad.
We even had Sophia Bush, who wasn't even at the convention, on one of those daytime talk shows talking about the convention.
You know what? And that is awesome, but this is Gotham, and we do not talk about One Tree Hill, the girly show. This is a man show / cool girl show, and that's why we're cool. Gotham. Okay, Amy?
Okay, will you say Milo's last name one more time?
I hate your guts.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.